Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological summary report on patient Gary, W-O-O-L-D-R-I-G-E. Middle initial is D. Address is 366 East 2nd Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. 530-519-5158. ID is XXX XXX 1466. Date of birth is 11/28/1948. 75-year-old, married. Paper hanger. His insurance is Medicare / AARP - United Healthcare. It is addressed to Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Jackson, Low, L-O-W, Wun, W-U-N, capital N, capital P, 257-5 Forest Avenue, Chico, California, 809-0009, 530-513-5498, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for persistent symptoms of neuropathy in the lower extremities. Current medications. Gabapentin, below that amlodipine, below that Ross, A-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N. Ooh.
How are you doing?
Not as fast as I would like. Oh, wait a minute. I've already got this recorded dictated.
How many did you get done?
I'd say three or four.
Okay.
At most. Hold on. This report is dated 11/26/2024. Today's complaint, that's a new heading. I'm sorry. No. Persistent symptoms of lower extremity distal neuropathy and radicular symptoms of pain in the feet and ankles with low back pain. New paragraph. Request for refill of gabapentin medication, taking up to 10 tablets per day. Dear Aaron One and professional colleagues, Gary Wooldridge returned today for neurological reevaluation and refills of his gabapentin medication. New paragraph. He also requested an injection of his testosterone medication, which was provided for him with instructions to return to your care, since this scheduled medicine is usually given by one provider. New paragraph.
Mr. Knott was the one who asked you to give him the testosterone, not Gary Woolridge.
Okay. You can delete the information about the testosterone. Okay, well, we're going to leave in just a few minutes. Hold on. In review of his clinical history, he has not had referral or obtained nerve conduction or EMG studies with his history of degenerative back disease. New paragraph, his current clinical history strongly suggests that his symptoms of, quote, neuropathy, unquote, are due to an L5 radiculopathy by his description of the location of pain in his ankles and feet. New paragraph. His initial evaluation strongly suggested that he had some cognitive impairment, and he is in the process of completing cognitive evaluation. New paragraph. His laboratory testing showed only one biomarker consistent with risks for degenerative dementia, the Alzheimer's variety. New paragraph. He has been scheduled for neuroquantitative lumbar MRI, but this has not been completed yet, but he has been scheduled. New paragraph. In consideration of his current concerns and complaints and findings, I am referring him to Reading to complete his electrodiagnostic testing by the certified osteopathic physical medicine rehabilitation specialist who has expertise in EMG and nerve conduction tests. New paragraph. He has a number of laboratory studies that are pending with his risk factors for neuropathy that may be of a number of potential etiologies. New paragraph. One of his studies showed a GDA1B IgG antibody, a marker for remote autoimmune neuropathy, but the IgM antibody was negative, suggesting no evidence of current disease. New paragraph. I plan on seeing him with results of the remainder of his laboratory studies, his MR imaging procedures, as we move forward in consideration for his evaluation care. New paragraph. His dementia laboratory testing only showed one positive biomarker for active disease. New paragraph. The neuroquantitative MR imaging procedure results will demonstrate whether he is at risk for Alzheimer's, and then we can move forward with amyloid PET CT testing as necessary to qualify him or disqualify him for referral for Alzheimer's therapy with Leqembi. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.